భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి చిరుబాబారికి ఓ పెమినాండి ఓ గ్లోరీ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గోడ.
Hare Krishna. This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Rahuvana Converses with Jada Bharata, Text 16. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Tasmat Nara Asanga Susanga Jata Jana Asina Iha Eva Vivrikna Moha Harim Tad Iha Katana Shutabhyam Labda Smriti Yati Atiparam Advana. Tasman Naro Sangha Susanga Jata.
Tasman Naro Sangha Susanga Jata.
Jana Sine Snehaiva Vibrikna Moha Harim Tadiha Katana Sutabhyam Labdha Smitir Yat Yati Paramadvana Tasman Naro Sangha Susanga Jata Janasine Haiva Vibrikna Moha Harim Tadiha Katana Shutabhyam Labda Smitir Yat Yati Paramadvana Tasman Naro Sangha Susanga Jata Jnanasine Haiva Vibrikna Moha Harim Tadiha Katana Shutabhyam Labda Smritir Yat Yati Paramadvana Vaishnavis.
Tasman Naro Sangha Susanga Jata.
Tasmat, for this reason, nara, every person, asanga, by detachment from the association of worldly people, susanga, by the association of devotees, jata, produced, jnana asina, by the sword of knowledge. Iha, in this material world. Eva, even. Vivrikna moha, whose illusion is completely cut to pieces. Harim, the supreme personality of Godhead. Tad iha, of his activities. Khatana Shutabhyam, by the two processes of hearing and chanting. Labdha Smriti, the lost consciousness is regained. Yati, achieves. Atiparam, the ultimate end. Advana, of the path back home, back to Godhead. Translation, please repeat. Simply by associating with exalted devotees, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge. And with the sword of knowledge, can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. And sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, return home back to Godhead, even in this life. Purport, to become liberated from material bondage, one must give up the association of worldly people and accept the association of devotees. Positive and negative processes are mentioned in this regard. Through the association of devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within. This Krishna consciousness movement is giving this chance to everyone. We are giving shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness and return home back to Godhead even in this life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Conversation Between Maharaj Rahugana and Jadbharata. I just want to say something briefly about this before we read Srila Prabhupada's letters. As we've heard, Maharaj Bharata was most exalted, pure devotee, liberated. Is the king of the entire earth. There was one government for the entire planet. And his administration for protecting all the living entities on the earth was so perfect that the entire planet was named after him, Bharatvarsha. Despite all of this, his greatness, his liberation, his service, somehow or other, he associated with a non-devotee, which was the deer. And simply by associating with a non-devotee and becoming attached in that way, the most exalted soul on the earth practically fell down. But as we read, there's never loss or diminution in the process of devotional service. So while he had to take birth as an animal, in the body of an animal, he retained his Krishna consciousness. Not only that, he was awarded the association of pure devotees, great devotees. That's the result of practicing Krishna consciousness. That if there is a next life, we hope to have that opportunity to have the association of devotees again. But if we want to avoid this fate, which to us is inconceivable, how can a great soul take birth as an animal? It's inconceivable that he had to go through that. It's not so inconceivable if any of us have to go through that. But it's very instructive. And Prabhupada has cited this in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam over and over again, imploring us to not associate with worldly people. In other words, to not leave the Hare Krishna movement, or in our vernacular, to not bloop. But if somehow or other a devotee leaves this Hare Krishna movement, this community, this temple, the temple, to the best of our ability, we should try to bring such a soul back. Prabhupada said we work very hard just to make one devotee. It's so easy to send them away, but it's so hard to make a devotee. So we should try as hard as we can to bring such souls back, because they are devotees. But due to the modes of nature and being attached to something material, they've left. And by the good wishes of the devotees, such a soul can come back and return back. I have some personal experience in this regard. Some devotees had some kind wishes towards me, pity towards me, and that kindness and pity from devotees has brought me to hoping to return to the association of devotees. And Prabhupada concludes his purport by saying, we give shelter to everyone who is serious about progressing in Krishna consciousness. We arrange for their lodging and board so that they can live peacefully and just cultivate their Krishna consciousness without worrying, where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to eat? Where is food? And I'll just share with you one brief conversation I had with Srila Prabhupada, where he foretold that as this age of Kali progresses, because there are so many symptoms of the advancement of this Kali Yuga, one of them, Prabhupada foretold, would be massive unemployment throughout human society. Massive. And Prabhupada said that it is the mission of this Hare Krishna movement to actually take these unemployed people and bring them to our farms. That's exactly what he said. And feed them. Put them to work there, but feed them prasadam. and not just by the dozens. Prabhupada literally said, they will come by the millions. Quote, by the millions. And it will be the duty of the devotees to welcome them, to take them in, feed them prasadam, and help them on this path of Krishna consciousness. It's one of the many ways that Prabhupada foretold how this movement is going to expand is through taking in the unemployed as Kali Yuga progresses. Very interesting. But what will bring about the thought in their mind that, oh, I should go to a Hare Krishna farm? Well, of course, because we'll be prepared and we will have food and we'll be ready for them, but there is another reason why that thought will come into their heads. And this is another thing that Prabhupada foretold, practically in the same conversations we were having. Srila Prabhupada said that this is the effect of the Sankirtan movement. And especially, he said, this is the effect of transcendental book distribution. Prabhupada saw, while he was with us, that we were distributing not just hundreds of thousands of books, millions of books every year. Millions of books every year we were distributing. First in America, and then gradually in Europe, in India and Asia, and South America, and all over the world, Australia. And Srila Prabhupada foretold that, first he said that we're already seeing the effect of this transcendental book distribution. So you may ask, well, what does that mean? We distributed millions of books, we don't have millions of devotees. And someone who sees like that, with some looking to find some material equation, one book, one devotee, and so on, that's clearly a material vision. And Prabhupada would say, that's ignorance. That's simply ignorance. And if one even questions that it has no effect, well, that borders on being offensive. How is it possible then to understand what the result was and will continue to be from all this book distribution? Prabhupada said at the time, this was at the beginning of 1977. Historically, this was the height of the Cold War between America and the Soviet Union. And there was real fear in the world that there could be a nuclear war. A real fear. Prabhupada even said that if it comes to that, it'll begin between India and Pakistan, which were the proxy states of America and Russia. And each of those countries had arranged or helped for those countries, India and Pakistan, to each get a nuclear weapon. Or at least they didn't stop it. So Prabhupada said, if it comes to that, that's where it will begin. Why would it come to that? Because Prabhupada said, the mission of the Hare Krishna movement is to defeat atheism wherever it exists. Now at that time, more than anything else, the force of atheism manifested in the form of communism. It was like the embodiment of atheism. And Prabhupada said, this will be smashed one way or other. He even said, even if we force this war, but we must end communism. And we asked Srila Prabhupada, so will there be a war? First he said, it's hard to say. And then he said, but if you continue with book distribution and Harinam Sankirtan, it's possible that this war will be prevented. And then he said, And historians will note this, that this is what stopped communism. Historians will note this period as the beginning of a renaissance of spirituality on earth. Started off with the ending of this great force of atheism, communism. Historians will note that the real cause of the ending of the Soviet Union, the bringing down of the wall in Berlin, was not Ronald Reagan. It was not George Bush. The real cause, what happened to the people, whether it be the people in Germany, whether it even be the leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, whatever was happening to their minds and hearts, something spiritual, some religious feeling was awakening. They weren't looking for it, it was happening. And Prabhupada said, and that was caused by our transcendental book distribution, distributing millions and millions of literatures. So history will note this. Then the next battle that Prabhupada foretold and said we had to engage in, the next embodiment and personification of atheism, because that's, Prabhupada said, just as when Krishna appears, he appears to kill demons. As part of why he appears, to kill the demons. It is his leela. So Prabhupada said, so it is the leela of the Hare Krishna movement to kill the demons. We don't necessarily kill them with swords. We kill them with kindness. We kill them with prasadam. We kill them with Prabhupada's books. So after communism, Prabhupada said, the next embodiment of demonic atheism that must be smashed and must be killed is the atheistic scientists. The rascal, he called them, scientists, who create ridiculous, unprovable theories that are all based on life, planets, universe, everything that exists coming about with no God, with no creator, with no designer, with no intelligence behind it. Prabhupada said, this is the enemy of the human society, and it must be smashed, just like communism had to be smashed. Prabhupada said, whatever it takes, these atheistic scientific teachings must be smashed. And that can happen through our book distribution as well, and it will. Prabhupada has foretold that this will happen. Sometimes devotees just, without these words from Prabhupada, we wouldn't know what it really is the effect of all this book distribution. But I assure you, Prabhupada said this. He said it from the absolute platform of Krishna revealing it to him. Because as in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I know everything in the past, present, and everything in the future. So Krishna can reveal anything that's going to happen. And he revealed this to Srila Prabhupada, who then revealed it to us. So it cannot be emphasized enough the importance of printing and distributing these transcendental literatures, distributing them throughout the whole world. It can never be emphasized enough. This is the mission of the Hare Krishna movement. We are here as devotees to serve Krishna. And one of the services that Krishna wants is to smash atheism, smash demons. This is how we do it. And those who take this up are very dear to Krishna. We're acting as Krishna's representative. So instead of Krishna having to come down to kill the demons, he's asking us to do it. And he's empowering us to do it. So we have no qualification. We're shy. We don't like to go up to strangers. We don't know what words to say to them. We're not natural salesmen. We have no idea what to say and do, and yet we become empowered. Because this is the eternal pastime of Krishna. And this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give out Krishna consciousness freely, which means it's going to be even easier than ever at any time to smash the demons. And Prabhupada said, and the form of doing this is through going out in Sankirtan and distributing books. And the ability will come. The words will come. Provided one thing, at least I've, my realization, provided that you sincerely want to be Srila Prabhupada's instrument. That you sincerely pray when you're chanting and praying, please engage me in this way. Let me save these souls. If that's what your mission is, please use me. Please use me to do this. If we sincerely give ourselves to that prayer, we will be empowered to do it. And the history of our movement and the history of book distribution has proved this thousands of times since the beginning. That's the secret of being empowered, that you simply desire it. Not with false ego, oh, I want to be empowered. No, you desire it with, as a devotee, I want to just be your instrument. Please use me as you wish. Just use me any way you want. I'll try. I'll do whatever you want. If this is what you want, I'll try it. I'm ready to try it and put my heart into it. No hesitation. That's the secret. And you, the more you try to do that, the more you'll be empowered. This community, New Dwarka community, is especially blessed by Srila Prabhupada because he personally gave so many instructions to us, to the devotees here in this community, and then asked us to take those instructions and distribute them, and share them with everyone in the movement. So in this regards, I wanted to share with you something about the very first, well, it's called the Prabhupada Marathon, very nicely. Back then we called it the Christmas Marathon. We didn't even know what to call it. Actually, it wasn't called anything in the beginning. It's just something that happened. This is an extraordinary thing that I think you may feel. This is Srila Prabhupada. This is the original letter signed by Srila Prabhupada. And it's really to everyone here in New Dwarka. And I made some copies. Manajis, give that to them, please. You can have that. Okay, so this is what we wrote to Prabhupada on December 27, 1972. Maum Vishnu, we said the prayer to Prabhupada. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my unworthy obeisances at your lotus feet. Oh, I'm skipping. In America, people feel very charitably disposed during the Christmas season, and we try to dovetail their sentiment with Krishna consciousness by organizing a Maha Sankirtan program of book distribution in Los Angeles. This culminated in the 3-day Christmas weekend, Friday through Sunday, December 22 to 24. When we sent out 9 Sankirtan parties each day, that party might have been 2 or 3 devotees. Some of those parties became so enthused that they did not take time for lunch prasadam and continued distributing your books and back to Godheads until, I put the wrong time in here, 12:30 a.m., at the end of the 3 days, the Los Angeles devotees had distributed more than 17,100 literature. 3 days. Let me just say that number again. 17,100 literatures, 3 days. We pray to offer our prostrated obeisances at your feet and hope to desire to continually serve you in this way with unflinching faith. Thus, we are aspiring to remain your eternal devotees. And I was looking at the... we actually sent Prabhupada the report. But I noticed that on the 24th of December... See, we wrote this letter on the 20... When did we write it? The 27th. So I misquoted because in the report that we sent Srila Prabhupada, it says, these figures are conservative, as many devotees who distributed did not even record their results on the board. But the ones who had recorded them, it added up to 20,800 literatures. So I've always thought it might have been 22,000, not 17,000, in those days. 3 days. This temple. And you all have Srila Prabhupada's words now. Are you passing that around to us?
Is this the same one?
Please pass that around because that's the original.
Okay.
Everyone should have a chance to see that. It is scarcely believable that more than 17,100 books could have been sold by one temple in 3 days. This is unique in the world. I am so much pleased upon all of the boys and girls in Los Angeles, which is what we were, boys and girls, and all over the world who are understanding and appreciating this unique quality of our transcendental literatures and voluntarily they are going out to distribute, despite all circumstances of difficulty. And here it comes. By this effort alone, they are assured to go back home, back to Godhead. They are assured by the effort alone. I'll just point out one other thing and we'll go to the next one. This letter glorifies book distribution and preaching and sankirtan. And then at the very end, the last sentence, something is added by Srila Prabhupada that at first to me, when I got it, didn't seem to fit at all. He wrote, this is our real mission, to deliver the whole world by preaching Krishna's message to others. But even higher realization, the highest realization, is to save oneself. So, for a long time I pondered, what does Prabhupada mean by that? He's telling us the highest service is to save the world. And then he's saying, but the highest realization is to save oneself. And then it somehow became apparent or obvious to me that you can't save others unless you yourself are a devotee and are acting from the spiritual platform. You will not have the potency to do this unless you are saved yourself. Unless you're following the four regulative principles, strictly chanting your rounds, coming to see the deities for Mangal Arati, coming for Guru Puja, attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and Prabhupada also said the Bhagavad Gita class in the evening, having kirtans, do only eating prasad. Unless you're saved yourself by being situated on the spiritual platform, you'll not have the potency to save others. Therefore, that's the highest realization. Don't bloop. Don't leave. Stay saved. And then you'll be able to be Prabhupada's instrument. So, I think we have time for, if I do this faster, maybe either one or two more, but at least one more. Okay. I don't have as many copies, so this will really have to go around. I'm going to start with the Manajis. Please. You have Prabhupada in your hand. And I have a few copies for the devotees here to look on. Okay, just you'll have to share. Okay. So now we're fast forwarding to that was December, so now we're fast forwarding to July 29th. This would be just before, if we were in today's time, the LA Rath Yatra. Because we didn't have one back then yet. But July 29th, just before the Rath Yatra. Okay. Dear Srila Prabhupada, our Sankirtan activities in New Dwarka are increasing tremendously. And more devotees are joining the Sankirtan party. Presently, in the midst of so many other activities here, we are sending out 13 to 16 devotees daily. And 1,000 karmis could not match even the desire and enthusiasm of one of these prabhus. Karandar told me that you once said, Los Angeles should train up devotees and then send them out all over the world. So after the Rath Yatra festival, this was the one in San Francisco, we sent over 6 big distributors to other centers. And we are planning to send another 3 big distributors overseas shortly. And I named them. Lakshman was going to Japan. Yashumati Nandan and Radhakunda were going to India. Each time we send out our distributors, Krishna always sends us new devotees. For example, one nice devotee named Bhakti Jean. Does anyone know who that is? Jagadatri. Came from Seattle. The field was not so big there, but here in L.A., she sometimes distributes 70 Krishna Trilogy volumes a day. So, we went from, I should put this in perspective, before the Christmas season of 1972, book distribution meant we had these funny big bags with shoulder straps. We filled them up with, let's say, hardbound Krishna books, mostly. We would get dropped off in different neighborhoods, and we would knock on the doors during the daytime, hoping someone would be home, and then hoping that they would let us talk to them instead of slamming the door. And maybe a good book distributor could have maybe sold 5 or 7 books in a day. And then all of a sudden, it was really more than 20,000 literatures in 3 days. So now, here we are 7 months later, here's one new devotee practice. She wasn't even initiated yet. She's selling 70 Krishna Trilogy volumes a day. And she's a bhakti. This is the potency of the Sankirtan Yajna when you surrender to it. Also, another new girl joined our temple, and after some good association, she's been going out every day. Her name is Bhakti Marissa. Anyone know who that might be? Manju Ali. And she's become by far the biggest distributor in the movement next to Tripurari. Every day. That's why I was so upset when she got married to Chayatirtha. It's pulled off my Sankirtan, our Sankirtan party. But anyway. Every day she distributes 100 Krishna Trilogy volumes and at least 100 other books. Every day. Can you imagine? And her biggest day was 155 hardbound Krishna books, of which 130 was sold in 2.5 hours at a rock concert. So, Prabhupada wrote back, "There is no doubt about it. To distribute books is our most important activity. The temple is a place not for eating and sleeping, but as a base from which we send out our soldiers to fight with Maya. fight with Maya means to drop thousands and millions of books into the lap of the conditioned souls. Just like during wartime, the bombs are raining from the sky like anything. I also like your program of sending out your best men, and it was also ladies, to teach the others. That is the actual process of Krishna consciousness, to train others. Continue this program so that in the future, every devotee in our movement will know the art of distributing books. This is approved by me. This was written to us here in New Dwarka. And if you're holding this letter, you're seeing, these are Prabhupada's, words pouring into us. The energy of Sankirtan from Lord Chaitanya, the whole Sampradaya, pouring into us. We're meant to be like an army that the Supreme Lord and His General of the Universe, Srila Prabhupada, are unleashing on the world. That's what we're meant to be, an army being unleashed, washing up onto the shores of everywhere and just overrunning everyone and everything with books, with prasadam, and with kirtan. That is the image that Prabhupada is painting here, and that's what he wanted us to be. A transcendental army that just floods the world with transcendental book distribution. I don't know. Is there time for anything else?
We can do one more.
We'll do, all right. Savas said we can do one more. Okay, let me just see. Which one? Okay, we'll jump to December of that year. So now we're within a 12-month span of when it started. By the way, these original letters have been donated to New Dwarka under the care of Savasan. They're available for devotees to hold and look at when, and see whenever, however that's going to be done. It's like a permanent donation to a museum. Where else is most appropriate for them to be resting than in New Dwarka, which is where they were written to. So I really don't have a lot of copies of this. In fact, that since that's going around this way, give this to the Matajis. What you're getting is the telegram that we sent to Srila Prabhupada, which resulted in this letter being written. We sent Srila Prabhupada a telegram, Western Union mailgram, on December 17th of 1974 to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He, Prabhupada, was in Bombay. Great success. Book sales for weekend of December 13 to 15. Tripurari's BBT party. 1,346 big books. And we had already sent Tripurari to other centers in America during that year. And so he had formed a little party that would go with him. So just his, wherever they were, that weekend they did 1,346 big books. L.A. did 1,002 big books. This was a weekend, one weekend. 1,002 big books. New York, over 950 big books. In the Atlanta airport, which we had just opened, over 650 big books in one day. distribution definitely doubling in USA. Hare Krishna. And by 1977, devotees all over the world were wearing a button on their bead bag which said, double it. Thousands of devotees were wearing a button that said, double it. That was the motto of the Hare Krishna movement. So, Srila Prabhupada wrote back. First he always said, please accept my blessings. I'm in receipt of your telegram from December 17th. This kind of wonderful news is very pleasing to my heart. And I thank you all again and again. I think this is the first time in history that ever before so many religious books have sold so popularly. 4,000 books in one day. Well, that was just from those parts. It's a very unique figure. Keep distributing as many as possible in huge quantities. Huge quantities. This is my pleasure. Well, I just want to comment that if something is Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, and if you're connected to that, if you're maybe even in a tiny way the source or helping to be the source of that pleasure, well, Prabhupada being in feeling pleasure is inconceivable. We're talking about the highest platform of prema bhakti and ecstasy. It can't even be imagined by our mind, can't contain the thought of how much pleasure that must be. This is my pleasure, and that will be felt by anyone who is surrendering to this, who is taking this up. Keep distributing as many as possible in huge quantities. Don't doubt it. You will feel that. This is my pleasure. We must make a large propaganda program for Krishna consciousness by distributing these books everywhere, all over the world. Just like the communists. They're very expert in distributing their literature, their propaganda. At the present moment, they're distributing their literature here in India in 9 different languages, and it's quite effective. Different states were actually becoming communist at the time until we smashed that. And the Indian BBT began, we just exploded with book distribution in India. Whatever states had literally become communist, including Bengal, they stopped being communist very, very quickly because of book distribution. It was amazing. Therefore, we must print hundreds and thousands of books and distribute them at the same speed. And thus, we will have a great effect on the mass population of Europe and America. And if we can get the masses in the Western countries, like Europe and America, to become Krishna conscious, then all the rest of the world will follow. That is a fact. So, here it comes. So please, and these are inconceivable words, I beg you. Prabhupada's saying to us that I beg you. He's begging us. I can't even imagine. I beg you, continue distributing my books in this way. I beg you to do this. And Krishna will pour his blessings upon you all. Please keep me informed from time to time of the book sales statistics. Srila Prabhupada, the BBT and Hare Krishna movement founder, Acharya, begging us to be in his army and distribute books, unlimited books, unlimited quantities. Transcendental book distribution, the life and soul of the Hare Krishna movement. the spiritual energy that will change the world. That will bring about such changes we can't imagine. Prabhupada foretold, one last foretelling. Prabhupada foretold that from book distribution, the day will come when the masses of people hunger for some spiritual leadership instead of the cheating, rascal leadership that they will have had for so many years. And there will be no spiritual leadership except from the Hare Krishnas, because they'll be such exemplary devotees in the Hare Krishna movement. And while they may be born in this faith or that faith, they will turn. Prabhupada said, he foretold, that they will turn to the Hare Krishna movement to form a spiritual government. So they don't have to, they will not, it's not like there won't be Hare Krishna devotees, but they will ask us, will ask the Hare Krishna movement in the future to form a spiritual government to save them. And Prabhupada foretold that this will be the results of book distribution. This is the results of book distribution. So don't look at book distribution with any material vision. You can't even begin to see the effect of one book going out and what the repercussions are, the ripples in that pond from that bomb being dropped, eventually becoming a tsunami wave, drowning the world, as Lord Chaitanya said, with the fruits of love of God. So that's our mission, book distribution and preaching and saving the world. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.